speech off.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's Monday, the 21st of August, and I'm in the kitchen today. And it's about something after two. I don't really know what time it is. And I'm just about to make myself a toasted sandwich. I thought I'd do my daily audio loop whilst doing so. I am cooking this, but I don't like them in sandwiches, and I certainly don't like them raw. Not that I'm having this raw. It's going to be a cheese and onion sandwich, and sorry, I don't know how well you can hear me. Let's move you a bit nearer, because I've got the delights of a washing machine. It's going to go into a spin in a minute, I think. I think it's spinning, but I think it's going to go in. It's going to rev up to an even louder one. I can't believe this, but I've actually just put the heating on. It won't stay on long, but it's really cold today. It's meant to be 21 degrees, but you could have fooled me. Really, you could. It's cold. I am... put it on this morning for about 5 minutes as well. First time this year, well, not the first time this year, but the first time this end of summer. And it talking of the end of summer, it really is the end of summer as far as I'm concerned, although it is meant to be a little bit warmer the next couple of days. Anyways, not a lot to report really. I went to my exercise class today. It's the second time I've been. I really enjoyed it. It's good. It's for an hour. And we do 3/4 of an hour of exercise. No, we probably did about an hour actually. And then we have a bit of a 15 minutes at the end of education, and we have a cup of tea and a rich tea biscuit. Half a cup of tea and a rich tea biscuit. It's making my eyes run today. It doesn't normally. I think that'll do. It was a good session. We learned that to increase your fitness significantly to a point where you need to start doing either more lengthy bouts of exercise or increase like the weights or whatever. It takes 9 weeks. Well, I won't be going the next 2 weeks because next week it's a bank holiday and there won't be a class. The following week I'll be away. So, but it was good. I did. We do a very elaborate warm-up and cool-down, which is quite good. The cool-down is lots of stretching, actually quite hard work. You can really feel it pulling your muscles. And I went on the bike, doing arm cycling, hand weight, weights, arm curls, but... in my right hand I can't do anything very heavy because of my fistula. And what did I do? Steps and I can't even remember. Leg weights and all this stuff. And it's quite good. I took Niall with me. I'm debating as to whether I will be taking him in the future because it's really awkward. He's got quite clingy. I mean, he's always been a bit like that, but I never really notice it when I'm out because most of the time I don't have to relinquish him at all. I decided to put him on a long lead. I put the end of the long lead round this. It's like a coffee table size table. You know, it's low, and I thought I'd put him there. So this woman said to me, "You want me to go and take him over there for you?" So I said, "Okay." She's like the head one, the head physiotherapist. So she went to take him away. And I suppose people can't help it, but they're totally clueless with dogs, but she was, because he dragged her twice all the way back to me. So in the end I said, oh, come on, let me come and do it. So I come and settled him down, and the whole time he just whinged and cried. Anyone would be forgiven for thinking, if they couldn't see him, that he was a German Shepherd, because he just looked at me and cried the whole time. And sometimes I think this woman kept making a fuss of him, and that makes him worse, because he just looks at me and carries on, ooh, ooh. And it was quite irritating, I have to say. He's very golden retrieverish in his ways, as I've said. And he's always been a little bit like this, but because I don't normally put it to the test, he's normally, you know, when he's with me, he's absolutely fine. So I don't know. The reason I take him, I mean, I work in an building, but someone could guide me if I didn't do that. It's because once before when I went there, I waited 3.5 hours for my transport home. Now that didn't happen today, it was only an hour, which is fine. And I went down the road last time to get a sandwich, and I wanted to have the freedom that I can get out of the building if I want to. You know, easily, because I can remember where that shop was. So, cheese, onion, black pepper and low-fat mayonnaise. I'm making the mixture up and then I'll spread it in the bread. That's what I'm doing at the moment. I hope you can hear me above all that. I think that noisy thing. So, it was a bit... I don't think other people minded, but for me it was a bit... I was conscious of it and then I found it a bit disruptive. So I don't know if I'm going to take him next time. I'll see. See how I feel on the day. But I had a nice time, and then I got home. It takes about 45 minutes to get home in the car because the traffic wasn't too bad. And then the window cleaner turned up, and then the man to fix the we had a leak in the shower tray. Which is pretty annoying because they didn't fit it that long ago and the seal had gone on it already. And it was leaking down to the room below, which is where only the cat's room where the boiler is. It was like a walk-in cupboard. So that's sorted out now. We can't have a shower for the next 6 hours, but I think we ought to leave it till the morning personally, just to be on the safe side. And apart from that, not much. Tomorrow I've got my appointment at 10 o'clock. It's 10:30, but I told them 10 because I didn't want to be late with the surgeon to discuss my transplant options in full, in detail. And I will also go for an ECG because I need to do all my tests again, as I've said. I hope I can get this toaster closed, this sandwich toaster, because it does tend to have a habit of not being very conducive to shutting if we put too much filling. I don't think I'll put too much filling in this sandwich, or thank goodness that's finished. Maybe. I don't think I can fit all that in. Keep that for another day. Now the fun begins. If I really can't do it, I'll have to put it in the oven. That's what I usually end up doing. Right, let's have a go now. Oh, I've got it. Okay. Whoa. I did ask Ronan if he wanted a toasted sandwich, but he said no, because he had a wrap that Obi got him from the co-op. Right, leave that on for 5 minutes or so. See what this tastes like. Should be okay. ginger and black pepper. Obi's working just for about 3 hours this evening. This is last week on the railway. Well, at stations, I should say. Is this coming on? Yep. Let me cover this. Pick up the foil. Put that in the fridge. Made a bit too much mixture. An audio boom. I don't know, and I don't know if anybody else does, whether the new podcaster accounts have commenced yet. I only saw it by accident. I didn't even know that such a thing was going to exist. I saw it by accident when I went to delete a post of mine because I didn't think it uploaded, and I kept trying to upload it, and it uploaded about 4 times. So I went to the website to delete it, and I saw this announcement about the paid accounts, which they seem to call a legacy account, will, I think they'll automatically be moved onto this podcaster account. There's all these different features which I'm not remotely interested in at all. And you can view all your stats and you can see who's watching it and listening to it or whatever. But I'm not remotely interested in it, to be fair. But there hasn't been an update on the Audioboom app. I actually really don't like the Audioboom app anymore. I very rarely use it, and I'm mostly recording voice memos and then share it, which you can do now. But there hasn't been an update on the app for about a year. It's very clunky. Now I'm too hot, see? That heater's going to have to go off. It's very clunky, and it's not easy to use. And you can't follow people anymore, even with a paid account. And the other thing which really annoyed me is that they didn't tell me when they were going to start. It was going to be an ongoing charging process. Before, you could just update monthly if you wanted to, and if you didn't want to, you didn't have to. Now they just take it automatically, an automatic payment. It's also done in dollars, and my bank charges me two different charges. They're only about 80p and £1.10 or something, but instead of it costing me £6.99 as it used to, it now adds up to about £10, because it's $10 plus these payments, these charges, because it's not a sterling payment transaction or whatever. So I have invested quite a lot of time and effort in Audioboom, so I am continuing with it, but I'm not very pleased with the way they've gone about things. No doubt they put an announcement on their website when they started doing these things, but who goes there very often? I certainly don't. I know some people do, but I don't very often access it on my computer. I never do. The most I ever do is sometimes if I need to delete something or change, if I made a mistake in the title or whatever, or if I want to make a comment on someone's post, I'll use it on my phone, you know. But even that's not very easy now, because it seems to dance all over the place on the phone screen, and you can never find the, it takes ages to find the right post. So they probably made an announcement that they were going to do continuous payment, you know, rollover every month, and that they were going to start charging in dollars and all this. They probably put it on the website, but I feel this is pretty poor, considering they have everyone's email address and they should be able to contact us and send out an email. After all, we get comments via email. If anyone comments on our post, we get notification of new followers, or should I say we used to, because people can't follow us anymore. And we get notification of our receipt of payment, so they're well able to do these things. They just don't bother, because they don't really care about the likes of us, which isn't very impressive. But anyway, let's see how this sandwich is doing. It sounds like it's doing good. Listen. Right, let's have a look. There's nothing worse than if it's not done properly. Oh, shush. looks like that's more than done. Don't think it's burnt. Okay. Right. Let's try and get it out now. Now for the moment of truth. It's not always easy, because if some of the mixture comes out, then we've done it. That will probably need a bit of a wash over in a minute. Just going to finish the severing in half bit. Ow! Thank you. You didn't have to do that, as Connor said. He went for his pre-scald jabs when he was four. He told the nurse when she put the needle in, "You hurt me, you didn't have to do that." Right, let's see. I'm just going to taste it while I'm here. It's hot. Very nice. So it was grated cheese, red onion, lots of black pepper and low fat mayonnaise. Anyway folks, I will love you and leave you until the next time.